I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul School. This is Lesson 55. Before I get into the lesson today, I just wanted to thank you so much for joining me in Spark My Muse and what I'm doing. I have a lot more people joining in to listen and subscribing. Make sure you subscribe and please leave a rating on iTunes so more people find out what I'm doing. I do guest interviews on Fridays and I do these Soul School episodes on Wednesdays. And it really helps to spread the word and get the word out in all kinds of venues, whether you just mention it to a friend or tweet it out on social media or write a review. And also, I'd like to ask for your help. I could use $5 or $10 from you to make sure this show can keep on going. It's listener supported. If you can help out with a donation, go to Spark My Muse and click the donate button. It's a PayPal link and it's quick and easy. It would make such a big difference. Today on Soul School, I am paying homage to Maria Popova. I've been reading her blog, Brain Pickings, for, I think, 8 or 9 years. And I've been very inspired by it. So have millions of other people. In fact, the Library of Congress has included it in its archive of materials of historical importance. And now that she's celebrating 10 years, she wrote a recent post called 10 Things I've Learned in 10 Years. And it's so inspiring, I want to read the 10th thing, and in the show notes, I will give you a link to read the other 9, as well as in the tweets for this episode, there will be a link there as well. Maria, if you're listening, please come on this podcast. Listeners, tweet out to Maria, I want her on the show so bad. This episode is about cynicism and the quicksand of cynicism. And Maria talks about this, and I've been thinking about this myself. We live in times that seem very chaotic and dark. And what can happen is we can, instead of reaching out for a kind of muscular hope, as Krista Tippett says, or a resilient hope, we can feel that hope is too saccharine or maybe too foolish to have. And so we can default to cynicism. And that's because in our critique of the world, we get into a doom and gloom kind of response. And a lot of really smart people can become very cynical. There is a real dead end there. I love what she says, and I will be reflecting on it after I read it. So it's very short. I'll just read it to you. The 10th thing Maria has learned in her 10 years of doing brain pickings, which has millions and millions of readers. Don't just resist cynicism, fight it actively. Fight it in yourself, for this ungangly beast lays dormant in each of us. Encounter it in those you love and engage with by modeling its opposite. Cynicism often masquerades as nobler faculties and dispositions, but is categorically inferior. Unlike that great Rilkean life-expanding doubt, it is a contracting force. Unlike critical thinking, that pillar of reason and necessary counterpart to hope, it is inherently uncreative, unconstructive, and spiritually corrosive. Life, like the universe itself, tolerates no stasis. In the absence of growth, decay usurps the order. Like all forms of destruction, cynicism is infinitely easier and lazier than construction. There is nothing more difficult, yet more gratifying in our society than living with sincerity and acting from a place of large-hearted, constructive, rational faith in the human spirit, continually bending toward growth and betterment. This remains the most potent antidote to cynicism. Today, especially, it is an act of courage and resistance. And I wholeheartedly agree with Maria. She comes from a point of view of curating many works of art in terms of books and literature, and she curates them weekly and sends out a newsletter, and it's just full of hopeful things, full of art and creativity and interesting things for us to ponder about being human and both the creative aspects of life and sadness and loneliness, and it's all curated in order to help us think better about the nature of being human and being awake in the world. But what she says about cynicism is so impressive and important. I think of cynicism as a complete dead end. But what happens is we think about cynicism, we think of it as a way to inoculate ourselves from being naive, or a way to not be taken for a fool. And so that's why you'll see smart people doing it. You'll see people moving from a critical point of view where you can see things for what they are, and moving towards cynicism rather quickly. And it's disturbing, because a critical point of view is where we use logic to see things for what they are, both the good and the bad. We see things as they really are. And in doing so, we can confront the ugliness of reality, but also the beauty of reality as well, and hold those two things in tension. But what winds up happening sometimes is that we will be overwhelmed by the ugly part, and we will count it all as a loss. Cynicism comes off as very sour, and you'll wind up realizing you're in a cynical rut if you feel very sour towards life and towards other people, thinking that the world is inherently bad, thinking that people are inherently bad. If you wake up in your day and you mostly think, everything kind of sucks, the world just sort of sucks, and people basically suck, you can be assured that you are basically coming from a cynical frame of mind. One of the things you can do to combat that, and it's very important to do that, it's very important for the human spirit to combat that, because that is essentially a lie. It's not the whole truth. You can combat it by going on a information fast, reading a fantastic work of art, literature, going out into nature and realizing how incredibly beautiful and well-designed it is, the intricacies in plants and flowers and animals, just how overly lavishly beautiful the world actually is, and that you get to notice that and appreciate it and apprehend it. These things that we're grateful for balance out the actual sadness, darkness, and brokenness in the world that is also there. But to get stuck in a sour cynicism doesn't help you, and doesn't help your relationships, and doesn't help the world become a better place. And this is why people who believe in the arts and the human spirit resist cynicism, because we will slip into it ourselves, but we resist it very wholeheartedly because we know that it is a downfall and a trap of humankind. Another thing about encountering cynicism in others is that it is a conversational dead end. So when you are trying to engage people intellectually and conversationally, when you encounter a cynical person, it's hard to find anywhere to go in your conversations because they end in a downturn or a downer. And so as you try to encounter life in a balanced way and hold the tension in a balanced way, they will take the conversation and twist it downward and run it into the ground. And so the way you can make sure that you're not encountering conversations in that manner is to just continually check yourself and see, do I have a sour disposition towards others and toward life? And if that's true, make sure you're mindful of that. Make sure you're aware. Make sure you're encountering people who have a buoyancy to life, not who are optimistic in a blind sense and never see the bad with the good, but they are buoyant in spite and despite those things that they've encountered. These are usually people who have suffered a great deal, but remain resilient anyway. And those are the people I respect most in life, because they've seen the darkness and they live, in a sense, in heaven already, because they've already gone through hell. In my own life, I feel like that has been the case for me. I can recognize that in others, and it is the truest test of the resiliency of the human spirit to see somebody who has every reason to be cynical and down and despairing and depressed, and yet there is somehow a buoyancy. They have latched onto this special thing about the human spirit and about resilient hope and the muscularity of hope that allows you to continue on no matter what, not just for yourself, but for your family, for your community, and for humanity in a greater sense. Not only does cynicism help to end and take conversations into a spiral that crashes to earth. But cynicism is also a relationship killer. It makes you reluctant to engage and enter relationships in an intimate or deeper way when you know that someone you're engaging with is going to take the worst of you and what you bring to the relationship. So remember that if you are a cynical person, if you come off as sour most of the time, you have a kind of force field around yourself where people know that they can't penetrate your cynicism. They can't get to the real you because you have created a hedge around yourself and you are not willing to let people in. There is a callus around you and you are not really able to love or be loved. This is a really fascinating point because cynicism makes us appear to be invulnerable and it protects us. But it protects us in a way that we are very lonely in reality. It's this kind of false protection. We think our cynicism will protect us from the disappointments of life. In reality, we are just more lonely because we're saying to ourselves, I know that the world sucks and I'm going to admit it before anybody else shows me. I already know that everything sucks. And so you can't tell me anything that will disappoint me because I'm already disappointed. Well, no one wants to engage that. You will seem so offstandish. Your mind is so made up. You have no way to grow or learn or love in any way that can intermingle with someone else on a soul level. That is a very distancing stance in the world. And people notice that and they respond accordingly. It is not bridge building. It is not dialogue building. And it will stunt or arrest your growth as a person. If you want to make the world a better place, banish cynicism from your life. Occasionally, you will probably slip into it. But be aware and do self-checks. Check in on yourself. Ask your friends, am I being cynical? It's okay to be cynical for an afternoon or for a week or something like that, but pull out of it, like an airplane pulling out of a deep descent to earth. Pull up on that handle and pull yourself out of it, because crashing to earth in cynicism is no way to go. Ask your friends, am I cynical right now? Because cynicism is a false way to encounter life. It isn't encountering life with the whole truth in mind. Even though having hope can seem delusional at times, the reason why we do it isn't because we are living in a fantasy world. Hope is a thing that we live into. And anything that has ever happened, anything good that has ever happened, is because of hope. Something gets dreamed up or thought of, and then it gets lived into. Nothing good has ever happened from cynicism. Nothing good has ever happened from cynicism, because it's death. It's a dead end, and it leaves you stranded. And so thank you, Maria Popova, for calling to our attention to not just resist, but actively fight cynicism. It's so true. As we move forward into turbulent or chaotic or uncertain times, what we need are people of hope and people who nourish the human spirit, bringing beauty into our world and holding the suffering and the loneliness and the turmoil in tension with that, not denying it, of course, but walking alongside people in all aspects of what it means to be human. Thank you so much for listening today. For Soul School homework, tell Maria Popova that I sent you and ask her to come on the Spark My Muse show. That will make me so happy. It is a blessing that you have come along on this journey with me for 55 lessons of Soul School. Please come back Friday to hear my special guest, and may you have a very enjoyable day. Don't forget to check out sparkmymuse.com, where there's show notes to this episode and every episode, with related links and photos and all kinds of extra goodies. But I also want to ask a special favor too. Please donate $5 or $10 to the show. It's listener supported. It makes a very big difference when you help out. Another thing that helps out is a rating or a review on iTunes and spreading the word with friends and family. Please help the show survive, and thank you so much for listening.